Don't ask me any specific questions.
You got to explain yourself.
No, I'm going to say some things, but you can't ask me specific questions.
Okay.
And there's good reason for it.
All right. You can just tell your story. I don't have to say anything.
No, it's not that. It's not that. I mean, I'd love you to say something, but it's okay. That I'm not sure you're going to effectively predict the boundaries of the story.
Okay.
And so, therefore, I am going to maneuver my way around this story in a fashion that allows me to tell it.
All right. Well, you put out the disclaimer. I'm just gonna.
You know what? You know what I mean. Breath. You know what I. You can understand what I would be insinuating there, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Do you?
I mean.
It's funny because
it's
funny because you got this like TikTok banner and like we're about to chat about that. It's like, wow, man, a lot of stuff happened over here.
Does it relate to TikTok?
Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. Not at all. Not at all.
But if it's personal stuff, I mean, you'll have to
You know what? You're right. I don't. But it's like at this point, I feel like there's a way I can do it.
Okay.
I feel like there's a way I can do it. You know, and I just they've been riding with us, man.
Yeah, dude. And you're a storyteller.
People have been riding with us. So I just feel it's deserved at this point. People have been on this journey with us.
Oh, yeah.
So saga continues. The car theft continues.
Oh, that's still going on, eh?
Well, it's brand new now.
Okay.
And I am so over this. You have no idea how over this I am.
Okay.
I am. The saga continues.
Okay. You want to give everyone an update, though?
Well, that's what we're.
Or not an update, like a summary.
Well, a summary. Okay, so for those of you that haven't followed along, car got stolen, huge freaking hassle.
Your face is so red.
I recovered it. Okay, I recovered it. Thought, okay, maybe this is going to be a straightforward thing. It wasn't straightforward at all. It took forever, and it was fingerprinting, and it's 150 stolen cars a night, and they're like, give us a break, give us some time, and I'm at the pound trying to get it out, and then the thing won't drive because of whatever the hell happened to the computer and whatever components were snatched out of it. Mm-hmm. So it turned into a big, goofy kind of insurance thing and put it all back together and premiums. And this is like, oh, fun time.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, maybe I got some leeway here. Maybe I got some room for myself now. Maybe I got some, you know.
Like time to think, time to appreciate.
I don't know. Like maybe you can go back to. But this stuff is rampant right now, dude. This stuff is so rampant right now. Like, I don't even know. I don't really have it. I don't think I have advice for it. Okay, let me just. I had an intuition yesterday. I had the strongest intuition for some reason that my car was going to get stolen again. That is so weird. Okay. I promise you, Will, I had a strong freaking intuition. Mm. I just felt it. I felt something was up.
Was it that day or was it like a couple weeks ago? Or
what are you talking about? No.
Like your intuition.
Moments before it happened.
Oh.
Moments before it happened. I, like about an hour before it happened, I was like, someone's going to take a crack at my car today. Mm-hmm. I felt it.
Yeah. After that ordeal.
I'm talking about yesterday, Will. Never mind months ago when this whole thing started. I'm talking about yesterday now.
Yeah. So what happened yesterday?
I'm talking about yesterday right now, dude.
What time?
I told you not to ask me specific questions. Not the same location. That's a specific question, but I can answer it vaguely. Not the same location. I probably did something stupid where I actually caught these dudes in the act and I actually chased them off.
Okay.
And probably that would be ill-advised.
Uh-huh.
And I don't really know. I didn't really chase them off. It was just instinct to kind of like yell.
Okay.
They were. You know, it's weird. It's a weird type of feeling you catch. You catch that in the act. And it's, you know what else is weird? Is given my previous story where that thing all culminated. Like, this stuff is brazen now. It's so commonplace. It's so regular. You just feel it.
Yeah. Dude, catching them in the act? That's serious. Oh, man. Now I want to dive into more detail. So what can you say?
They got a technique to it where they try to minimize the appearance of what's going on and the, you know, they try to get that horn off on the alarm.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm an expert in this now. All the different techniques and tactics.
Mm.
They got to play around for a little bit to cut the audio. And it's easy for them to do from the outside of the vehicle. So the alarm actually goes off, but it doesn't make any noise. So you would have to see the flashing lights. The lights still flash and the alarm is still active.
Okay.
During these type of attacks. I had this strong intuition that they were going to take a crack at my vehicle again. I'm not suggesting it's the same day. I'm just saying that, like, this is so rampant right now. We're living in a different... I mean, people have always gotten into this business, but we're living in a time where this stuff is... We're living in an age. And... So I had this intuition. I decided to boot up that little app. I don't know what this intuition was, Will. I don't know what this intuition was.
You're talking about Find My?
No.
Which one?
I'm talking about the automaker themselves has an anti-theft thing.
Okay.
Like you can, there's an app for the car.
Okay.
And even in the absence of an alarm trigger that you could hear, the app is capable of reporting it.
Mm.
That the alarm has gone off.
Mm-hmm.
But of course me... My phone is in Do Not Disturb so much. It's just like, you know... But
so you got the notification, but it was just silenced.
I got a notification 5 minutes after the alarm had been triggered. And you want to know something crazy? I think some people might look at that and think, oh, some kind of malfunction, some kind of false alarm. But no. My intuition was so strong even before that, that I go, no, it's on right now. It's on right now.
You chose violence.
It's on. No, I'm just saying, like, it's the real deal.
Yeah.
It's happening right now. They got the little getaway car over there. Now, they had probably just short of enough time based on that gap that I was able to determine what was going on. And of course, if even if they got it, it would be traceable, but then it's the hassle associated with it, and it was just the frustration from the previous. But it's such a turnoff. I feel like I'm done with that vehicle.
Really?
Well, I mean,
it's that hot.
What? Talking about, man. Kind of over this at this point. It's all these type of anti-thefts, right? Like, get a secondary horn. Put a club on it. Put a flamethrower in the crotch. You know?
Mm.
I can't, like, holy moly. Now, I will say, I have some other systems on there now at this point that are being utilized. And I don't think it would have been easy as it was last time. I do think these guys got the wrong guy the second time around. But it doesn't change the fact that this is now, this is the type of thing I'm interacting with. I'm trying to keep it clear up top. Trying to see clearly. Got these guys turning things in, turning my head into scrambled eggs over here.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden then I'm like, all right, well, this thing is targeted right now. I'm targeted right now. And so I start doing my scans. Okay, whatever. Those guys have taken off. The vehicle is here. The vehicle is undamaged. Okay. Take a look around. Okay. Then I go, they spot this baby? They just spot it over here? Or they've been following for a little bit, waiting for the right moment. Or they get a little tip. I start wondering, well, can't help it. I start wondering.
A little skeptical.
I start looking out the side of my eye over there. How do we get from A to B? And where's your boy over there that's supposed to send me a little keychain scanner so I can scan my stuff all the time?
Yeah, we should get that.
Where's that guy?
We should get that.
Because I'm scanning on these apps, and these apps are coming back with air tags, dude. Every time. And I can't pinpoint these damn things. I'm looking around. I'm upside down. I'm underneath. I'm looking like I'm changing the oil down there.
We need this thing.
Yeah, we need this thing. I'll tell you what, Will. I'm at my wit's end. About to do something drastic out here.
Don't do anything drastic,
hey.
Man.
Hey!
Just,
tell you what.
You gotta let the cops handle it.
Cops?
As slow as it can be.
Cops? You don't wanna get into
some hairy situations.
Talking about
there,
cops.
Bud. You don't want to use a flamethrower on someone's crotch.
Listen, man.
Don't be a vigilante, okay?
Listen, man. You had this encounter before, Will. You don't know how you're going to act. This encounter. Life is weird. You don't know how you're going to act. You got people sifting through, sneaking about, tapping around. You don't know how you're going to act.
Mm-hmm.
You get back to that vehicle, you see what's going on. You don't know how you're going to act, Will.
No. So
you let this baby keep going. You let this baby keep working the way it's working.
Dude, I want to ask like the specific questions, but I don't know.
You know, I'll hit up my pal over there, Hacksmith. He'll hit me with the bulletproof John Wick style.
Yeah. You need a John Wick. I'll help you out. Collaboration with Mark Rober.
They got the wrong dude. Try to steal a car from Keanu Reeves. Messed up.
So you're Keanu Reeves now?
Oh man.
So is there any information you can say as of right now? Like, what's the latest update?
I'm done with this vehicle. I got this vehicle back. I foiled that particular plan personally. It was some kind of weird outer space intuition. I don't know what the hell I felt that made me do the checks and balances on it and actually catch it in the act. It was crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, I just couldn't. I could have. I don't know. It could have went down differently. It didn't. But now I get this moment of say bye-bye to this baby right here. That baby right there. Bye-bye, baby.
Hello, Cybertruck?
I don't know. I don't know. Something that's less in demand or tougher to steal. I'm about to partake on a heavily committed bunch of like summertime endeavors, and it's enough of a hassle where I'm like, even if I win, even if I got all your gadgets, even if I got all your cameras and I got all your sentries and I got all your horns and I got all your flamethrowers, it's the headache of it all. It's the scrambled eggs of it all.
The war still goes on.
Like, by default, I don't want to have such a market. I don't want to have, like, we got some kind of supply-demand thing going on right now. And I'm squarely in the middle of it, apparently. Mm-hmm. On the supply side.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to be a supplier in this department.
No.
I'm not trying to. I got other things going on.
You just got a regular life.
I need that clarity. I need that clarity.
Yeah.
So that's where we're at right now. I don't know if we got to bring Mark Rober up here. I see all your comments. Listen, you're going to catch these guys. We keep catching them. We put it out every day. We caught them. Guess what? 20 more. Obviously, if Mark Rober could change the punishment on it, that would be great. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's his area of expertise. Maybe it is, Mark. Let me know.
Yeah.
You catch one guy, you got 12 more.
Yeah, I mean, Toronto's just really bad right now with car thefts. Terrible. How do you feel, though, mentally? Are you tired?
Gas, dude.
Yeah?
Oh.
Okay.
Good Lord.
Was it a long night?
It always is. How are you supposed to relax, right?
Yeah.
We go do those type things.
It's been how long? A month? A month and a half? 2 months?
I don't know. People over here saying like, okay, just oh, well, insurance will sort it out. New car, move on.
Yeah, it's not that easy.
It's not. It takes forever.
Yeah.
It takes forever. It's annoying. And it's really, I think it's on principle. Like, I don't actually think it's to do with the material possession. I think it's more the acceptance of a particular behavior and the lack of deterrence. And then having to swim in that, unwillingly swim inside that chaos, you know?
Mm-hmm. That you didn't sign up for.
Well, or that you would not recommend for others, that you would not necessarily be a supporter of. I mean, I know there's always an element of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's... I mean, to act like it has no disruption mentally, to act like it has no consequence, no residual, I think is unrealistic. Mm. I don't think it's... I think if we get to a stage in society where that's just a kind of rollover, if that's a rollover, a lot of other things become a rollover. Roll over and die already.
Well,
someone's accusing you of being the insurgent, Will.
Yeah.
Optimus Prime says, let's not accuse Will, guys. Grow up. He says, grow up.
I got my Bronco. I think I'm good.
Well, yeah, as far as you know, you got it.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll keep you posted on that. I'm going to try to get rid of that vehicle at this moment. That's where my head's at with that. Will, I'll give you more details after. That's all the details I can share at the moment.
All right.
On that topic.
Well, I got to say that I'm glad that you're safe. I'm sure the community thinks that as well. And hopefully you bounce back soon.
No, I'm good. Like, I listen.
Because the first time, like, was a major headache. And I don't think the second time is easier.
Well, it is, functionally speaking. Like, I don't have to go through all the processes because of...
But just the mental...
Yeah, there's mental... There's residual there.
Within a short amount of time, too. That's intense.
But as a result, you're going to have to carry the show today.
I don't think so. I've been waiting. I'm tired. We've been waiting.
As a result, you're going to have to carry the show today.
I'm good.
So.
Mo, where are you?
You want to talk about TikTok?
Yeah, just one TikTok.
TikTok. Yeah. 90% chance TikTok will be banned in the U.S.
Ooh.
90%. That's pretty high.
Mm-hmm.
Betting odds. Unless it goes through with an IPO or gets bought out by Megacap Tech. This is via Wedbush. I mean, this idea had been talked about.
Yeah.
This idea that, oh, I don't know, what do we say? It was Oracle involved? Or did Microsoft say a word or two back?
Yeah.
Before OpenAI?
There was rumblings of buying out TikTok from Microsoft.
Talk about rumblings. But then Microsoft just got crazy. They're like, Activision, OpenAI, billions, billions, billions. You want some billions?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. What would TikTok even want? What's the value of TikTok? What do their financials look like? Wedbush said TikTok will have to go through with an IPO or sell itself to a megacap tech company to avoid a ban. A matter of when, not if, TikTok gets banned in the U.S. This is from Wedbush analyst Dan Ives. Wow. Such a ban would be unprecedented, but it highlights growing concerns that TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, is beholden to the Chinese government and could ultimately enable some form of spying on TikTok's user base of more than 150 million Americans. It's funny. Both sides of this argument are using the 150 million Americans. On the one side, on the spy side, on the apprehensive side, is and the ban side, is people saying, they got 150 million American.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the other side, on the user base side, on the AOC side, it's like, they've got 150 million Americans.
That's pretty good.
Americans obviously loved it. And it's yeah. It's the same stat used in either way, whichever way you want to have it. The bipartisan legislation going through the Beltway now lays the path for a ban And the final straw that will ultimately break the camel's back for TikTok is the CFIUS ruling around the corner, with a formal Biden White House statement around a likely TikTok ban, the likely next step. I've explained, referring to the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States. For its part, TikTok has floated Project Texas, the most American project ever in the history of American projects. Mm-hmm. A $1.5 billion plan that would move all of TikTok's data to U.S.-based servers operated by Oracle. There's that Oracle word we were looking for. Mm. Project Texas. We're not Chinese. We're Texas. It's barbecue. Yeah,
hence the name. A lot of yeehaws. Is that racist?
Cowboy hats. No, everybody's having fun over there. They love it. You can go
it's
down.
It's a great
there.
Time.
Yeah, you've been over there, man. Everyone's having. Even you're welcome. You go there.
I can yeehaw.
You can do it.
Okay.
You go to the events, and go to the food trucks. Well, I don't know what part of
food trucks are good. I'll go to the comedy show.
I don't know which. You're going to Austin. I was just wondering what part of Texas you were going to go to, but.
Austin, right?
That's why I mentioned food trucks, because it's like, for some reason, it's like, that's the thing. That's the Austin thing, is barbecue and food trucks. And,
yeah, a lot of startup.
And now comedy and mothership.
Uh-huh. Rogan.
Rogan's new spot. While the price tag will be eye-popping, TikTok's strategic value and consumer platform will have a number of financial and tech strategic players interested once a sale becomes the formal path. I agree. Massive opportunity. But I am curious about immediate profitability, because all the time I spend on there, I'm like, man, what are advertisers thinking about all this? Like, are they driving results? And are users engaging with advertising on there? Like, I'm talking about TikTok's ad product. I'm not talking about affiliate marketing. I'm not talking about sponsored TikToks.
Just
I'm
scrolling through.
I'm talking about
see an ad.
Revenue that TikTok, the company, is actually participating in. I get curious about that, because you hear of these massive user bases in other social media realms where there's a difficulty monetizing them. You can have this huge user base, daily active users, and you're kind of struggling to activate them from a monetary perspective. But yes, it doesn't matter. The user base is just too huge for it not to command a massive price. And so somebody, many people may come along and say, hey, I feel like I can sort that one out. You know what's interesting? Maybe Elon should have skipped out on Twitter and gone straight here with his $44 billion or whatever it was. Hey, that'd be an interesting
saves TikTok. Yeah,
I don't think he can do both, but I'm saying that would have been if he was shopping for a social media company. And but who knows how that relationship's even going to work? So
you might not like TikTok.
No, I'm sure he probably doesn't. I'm sure he probably doesn't. Twitter is going to stop unverified accounts from appearing in recommended tweets. Ooh. What's going on? Twitter will prevent posts from unverified accounts from appearing in the For You algorithmic feed starting Saturday, April 15th. CEO Elon Musk announced on Tuesday the new policy means that only posts originating from paid-for Twitter Blue accounts will be included in the platform's stream of recommended tweets. Wow, pay to play, Will.
Uh-huh.
Pay to play, brother. Listen, it's going to be different for sure. I'm surprised. This seems pretty heavy-handed and fast. There's another tweet after it. This is the only realistic way to address advanced AI bot swarms taking over. It is otherwise a hopeless losing battle. Voting in polls will require verification for the same reason. That said, it's okay to have verified bot accounts if they follow terms of service and don't impersonate a human. Whoa. Twitter's going to get a lot weirder. Only people paying for Twitter, that's what you're going to see.
Mm-hmm.
Only the paid users. It's going to change the feeling. Twitter over the last week also said it would begin to wind down its legacy verified program and remove legacy verified blue badges on April 1st. I presume that includes the Unbox Therapy account, which had been verified for a long time. Twitter Blue has become a tentpole policy of the platform as Musk ceases to find new ways to generate revenue. Since the Tesla CEO took over, the market price of the company is said to have tanked. Well, yeah, he's trying to, again, revenue, figure out how to take this user base and generate income and I suppose offset advertising revenue, like mm-hmm. to attempt to alleviate some of the pressure to do so much advertising.
It's just moving to a subscription model.
But so far it's proven kind of a difficult transition.
Uh-huh. Good luck.
Tesla Cybertruck demonstrates agility and acceleration in new video. This is a funny play on like, what do you call that? Perspective? Because the Cybertruck actually looks smaller than the VW.
Yeah, you're right.
But you know it's not. Uh-huh. You can even see how far away the guys in the vehicle are sitting from each other. Uh-huh. It's obviously wider. So what do we have here? Are we doing some slalom, some dancing around?
This Ooh. Might be your new car.
The Let's go,
this
it says.
This looks unreal, eh?
Unreal.
So it's
Unreal Engine. Oh, it's whipping.
This Cybertruck is just doing some tests. Whipping. It's a beta.
Mm-hmm.
Just driving around the city, and there's a car that's following.
Whoa, easy there.
And you see this giant truck just trying to maneuver itself. It's kind of cool and interesting.
It's almost kind of showing off a little bit. Uh-huh. Look at me. I'm nimble.
Yeah.
I'm a big truck, but I got four-wheel steering or something. So it looks like at one moment there at least. And you can see the guy on the bike. He's just standing. He's like, whoa, there it is. That's the Cybertruck. Right here. Bam, 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 bam.
Yeah.
Suspension looks nice and squishy. Yeah, exciting stuff. I guess we're progressing.
It's got the hubcaps.
Ever closer to our warthog future.
Does this change your opinion?
Warthog. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It's getting more optimistic.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
College students develop solar-powered car that literally eats air pollution as it drives. We pulled it off. We pulled it off. That's what they say. That's their quote. We pulled it off. They're like, what, pollution? Yeah, we pulled it off. No, not a problem anymore.
It actually looks pretty cool. It looks like a 3D-printed vehicle.
Yeah, it's got this huge mouth on it. Which part solar of it is panels? Eating the pollution? The front end?
I'm guessing the grills here.
Just eating it right up, eh? That reminds me of when a dude was doing it in the ocean and it was gobbling up the plastic bottles.
Yeah, yeah.
This one's looking for particles. Solar-powered electric vehicle cleans carbon pollution from the air as you drive it. The Zem car, super sporty and sleek magic car, has been described as carbon-eating, developed in the Netherlands. Suited with a carbon capture device on his underbelly, and the body of the car itself isn't made of materials typically seen on cars. Instead, recycled plastics. I don't know what happens if you crash it. 2021 team's goal was zero emissions mobility, which led to the name ZEM, zero emissions. Got it. So these filters have to be emptied every 200 miles.
And hopefully don't have to clean that much. However, it's just like you dump it?
No. Zem car team developed a solution to mitigate the potential hassle. They designed an EV charging station that extracts the carbon dioxide so it can be repurposed for other clean fuels or safely stored to keep it out of the atmosphere. So you charge and you dump. You charge and dump.
Uh-huh.
Much like you do, Will, in the morning.
Mm. Very much so.
You charge and dump. Well, that's what you're going to do with your Zem.
Yeah.
Mandatory in-car breathalyzers a few years away. President Biden's 2021 Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act requires breathalyzers in all new cars. Mm. What? As soon as 2026? Really? What? In all new cars? What?
Well.
How long is that going to take? I got to breathe in the thing before I got to go?
I actually haven't even seen this tech before. So.
Well, I've seen it where a person has a issue with alcohol and then as part of their... And maybe they have a couple DUIs, and part of their ability to continue to drive is to have a tube that they blow into, which is somehow hooked up to the ignition. But I've never seen it here where it's just above the steering wheel like that, and it can pick it up without, like, direct breath into a tube. Starting in a few years, all new vehicles sold in the U.S. must have the ability to passively detect when drivers are under the influence of alcohol. Passively. So you just drive, and they're like, hey, man, you're drunk. If they are drunk, the system has to immobilize the car. If this sounds a bit sudden, it actually isn't. According to Automotive News, the rule was hidden in the depths of President Biden's $1 trillion Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act from late 2021. I mean, it's pretty cool.
I feel like someone's going to hack it.
Well, they're going to hack it.
you know, your passenger blows into it.
You're going to hack it.
And you start driving.
You're going to hack it.
Yeah, but I don't think this is coming soon.
Well, they say 2026. Yeah.
Like every single car? We haven't even seen it in one car.
I think it's tough. It's going to be tough tech to implement, but I don't know. I mean, I guess it's a cool idea, Will.
I mean, hopefully it's implemented well where it does save lives.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like someone's going to hack it.
It is insulting for people who never drink alcohol ever.
Yeah.
They're like, it is slowing me down. But it said passively, so I don't think you're going to even notice it unless you are intoxicated. I mean, I guess that would be the best implementation of the tech.
Mm.
PS5 DualSense Edge controller now works with all of your Apple devices. What if you had a few drinks, but then you had a very serious emergency?
No, you're dead.
I guess.
Car won't start.
Dead. Yeah, you're dead. You got to call somebody else, which is probably safer anyway. But what if it's like Last of Us zombie status? I guess then why are you drinking so much?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe the big push is just self-driving.
Yeah.
Like if it blows over, then the car takes over.
There must have been like a drunken action hero at one time that had to drive. Maybe not. Well, they used to smoke cigarettes, all those guys.
Uh-huh.
Don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
For the most part. Yeah. PS5 DualSense Edge controller now works with all of your Apple devices. Time to play the game. Well, that's a nice little combo. That's a nice little collab. With the release of iOS 16.4, iPadOS 16.4, macOS Ventura 13.3, and tvOS 16.4, Apple users can now use Sony's high-end DualSense Edge controller with iPhone, iPad, Mac, and Apple TV.
It's weird that it's only on the DualSense Edge and not just a regular PlayStation controller.
Why is that, Will?
I'm sure it would work, right? It's not like there's different technology.
Well, it is plug and play on Windows for both.
But you have to buy a premium PS5 controller just to make it work.
I don't know. I mean, Apple. this has Type-C. The old one pisses me off with the micro USB.
Yeah.
It's always getting bent out of shape on a controller.
Mm.
DualSense Edge controller gives users control over nearly every aspect of their gaming peripheral, allowing gamers to focus on the game at hand. It is a little pricey. $200. I didn't even realize those things.
It is, yeah.
$200.
Uh-huh.
Every controller is $200. Jeez,
the Edge controller.
Talk about inflation. That thing went. No, I just mean because like last generation, weren't they like $70?
No, so there's two types of DualSense controllers.
Right.
You have the regular, and then you have like the upgraded version.
The Edge.
The Edge.
Right.
It's kind of like similar to the Xbox Elite controller.
Oh, this is the only one that's going to work on.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, all right. Okay.
The $200 one.
Oh, I was thinking of you meant the previous gen, but you mean you need this actual model of the new, of the PlayStation 5 controller.
The latest PS5.
Are you sure about this? We better be positive about this. I think they're just saying the Edge is now capable, but I think the other ones are probably capable too.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. It's crazy what you're saying here, Will.
Okay, then it must be my mistake.
I think they're just saying, hey, the new controller just got support as well.
It's weird that it's not turned on then at launch.
See, it says right there, at $199, it's triple the price of the regular DualSense controller, but the additional cost is probably worth it for those that require the extra advantage when playing with your squad.
Oh.
Yeah, so I think they've just added it to the compatibility list.
Oh, I thought they would do it at launch. That's confusing. But now it works.
Yeah. See, people in the chat are already saying they can use PS4 controllers, okay. PS5 controllers. They're just saying...
I can always depend on chat.
Yeah, you can just take your high-end controller and use that now as well.
Okay. Gotcha.
So long as you're not too worried about battery life, because I've heard complaints about battery life on that.
Yeah, I've been using it. Not very good. Battery life.
Yeah. FaZe Clan stock price too embarrassing for Wall Street. The Nasdaq Stock Exchange has had enough of FaZe Clan's shenanigans. Right. I read something about this, that if your stock falls below a certain price for an extended certain period of time, it's good night for your listing.
Are you a fan of FaZe Clan, or do you know?
I don't really know. I know that they were kind of getting... a lot of different collabs and celebrity type endorsements and things like Snoop Dogg and LeBron James's son, and like they were kind of what would you say, like trying to branch out of the gaming only sphere or bring other cultural components in. And then I heard of some level of infighting as far as differing opinions, who got paid what and this and that. That was what I was talking about. Nike, LeBron, Next Gen.
Those are big endorsements, big collaborations.
Yeah, big business deals. You know, they got energy drinks and obviously merch and jerseys and all kinds of collabs. And a talented team of content creators that sort of put things together, obviously competitive gamers and like just a part of the culture, a part of the fabric of YouTube as well in early days YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that there's just a little bit of friction right now with some of the personalities that are in there and some of the deals that have been done. Less than a year into gaming content creator mega brand FaZe Clan's disastrous Wall Street experiment, the NASDAQ has said, please no more. The New York-based stock exchange sent a notice of delisting last week to the esports company, threatening to drop it from trading if it doesn't get its stock price above $1 in the next few months. FaZe Clan, an esports company that aims to monetize the fan bases of some of the biggest pro gamers, streamers, and YouTubers around, went public last year in an unprecedented $1 billion move everyone talked about and nobody quite understood. It's been downhill ever since. Investor interest failed to materialize. Initial shareholders wanted out, and the stock price plummeted to just under $1 in January. Following a momentary bump in February, that's where it has been for over 30 days. That's what prompted the notice of delisting. Here we have a statement from FaZe Clan. And there were a couple of videos that went sort of viral of people complaining about a variety of business terms and deals that they had that had been made that they didn't necessarily agree with. And
it must be so confusing.
Anyway, that led to this particular post from the official FaZe Clan Twitter account. We know that for too long we haven't been the FaZe we need to be, but we're working hard towards fixing that. We hope to have all the OGs sit down together soon, and we don't want to do that without everyone. We'll do everything in our power to work this out and not let you down. So they appear to be quite interested in fixing things up and trying to figure out how. And I think most people agree that at this point that would come from getting some of the founders and original members together to kind of get on the same page about how to progress.
Yeah. Business.
How to business.
Yeah.
Terminator creator James Cameron says AI has taken over and it's already too late. And he made Terminator, so
he knows a thing or two.
That's right. He made Terminator and made many billions. Him and Elon are on the same page.
Yeah.
After almost 40 years since the release of the first Terminator. And you say this is the movie you watch over and over and over again.
I'm a big fan. T2. So,
yeah.
The second one.
So what does he say?
He was on a podcast and they were just talking about AI.
The 68-year-old said, I think AI can be great, but it can also literally be the end of the world. Yes, absolutely. And do we really want to be fighting something smarter than us that isn't us on our own world? I don't think so. No, definitely not. Yeah. It's going to be so much faster. It's going to be running all the calculations. It's going to be persuasive. It's going to have some humans on its side. A reason for the nervousness about the technology could be exasperated due to the recent launch of advanced software like ChatGPT. Yeah, for the time being, it's all poems and politics. But eventually, I think we all know what goes down.
Sparks of consciousness.
I don't know if it looks like Terminator, but it probably looks like Terminator.
Mm.
Eventually. Levi's will test AI-generated clothing models to increase diversity. Does that count? Isn't the whole point of that people want those people hired for jobs? Like, isn't that, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
It'll definitely be easier.
The denim brand claims the tech will be used to supplement human models rather than completely replace them. Oh, yeah. We never heard that before. Mm. Self-checkout. This is just gonna ATM machines.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, people are not gonna be modeling as much in the future. I think we're all pretty aware of that. Levi's will begin testing AI-generated clothing models later this year in a bid to diversify the iconic denim brand's online shopping experience. The planned experiment was revealed last week alongside Levi's partnership with LaLaLand.ai, a digital fashion studio that creates realistic AI-generated fashion models. Currently, most products advertised on the Levi's app or website can only be viewed on a single clothing model. The AI clothing models created by this partnership could be more body-inclusive. So you could select fat, skinny, medium, tall, short, whatever, and then be like, oh,
mm-hmm.
that's what it would look like on me.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that's useful, I suppose, because you never, you know what the real deal is, though?
Mm.
If you just train your own model of you, and then there is some open or universal standard for when you hit the e-commerce site, that
it kind of maps out your body.
You just try on any size of any item on your actual body type. Because they have small, medium, large measurements. It all stupid.
Yeah,
arm length from wrist to shoulder, inseam. Get out of my face.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the sizing charts always get me. And they're always different.
Even shoe sizes.
Yeah.
It's not the same. And then it got it listed in centimeters so you can try to figure out. And,
uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, I kind of like that aspect of it. Maybe that's what they do. Amazon, Levi's, and whoever else.
Mm-hmm.
But it does obviously mean you're having, what do you need those models for?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah, someone here says you could be really specific, like 6'3", 290 pounds.
With broad shoulders,
or 2'5", 500 pounds. You know, people be having fun with it, like when you're able to create your own character in a video game.
Uh-huh, right? Yeah, yeah.
Uh huh. Hmm. GPT-4 is on a mission to automate hustle culture. What's hustle culture, Will?
It's when you hustle.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah. I would assume so.
I think it's
changes so much.
I think it's the idea of glamorizing hustling, even at the expense. There's two girls that work at Barstool. I've just seen their clips on social media where they sort of make fun of hustle culture and joke about it.
Okay.
And they talk like, I don't even hang out with my kids anymore. They're never delivering value. Like it's hilarious. They just take it to the extreme.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's similar to, I guess, startup culture, right?
Oh, very connected to startup culture.
Yeah.
Extremely connected. But
sleeping in the office.
Yeah, it's glamorized.
Yeah.
But it's like, at what expense? Like, where is life? What is life? What really matters? Mm-hmm. It's all said and done. You die. What really happened?
Yeah.
You were hustling. But where were you hustling? How were you hustling? What was worth hustling for?
Mm-hmm.
It's always, these are interesting philosophical questions. So what does OpenAI think about it?
So there's a project that's on Discord where someone actually created like a company using ChatGPT's advice. So all the way from like creating a logo using DALL-E, registering a domain, calling like the certain name of the company, and try to make money out of it. So basically the query was like using $100, how do you make as much money as possible?
Mm.
And ChatGPT kind of output like a certain strategy of making a business and then, you know, having investors and stuff.
Gotcha. So hence the automation of hustle culture.
Yeah.
Just give you the steps and then all you got to do is do the hustling part.
So this guy, it's called greengadgetguru.com.
Mm.
He spent like $100 and then just went through the steps. And he was able to, at this point, get a $7,000 investment. And he's also going through the steps of asking GPT, like, what do I do now? And GPT was telling him to hire two freelancers, create content, and just keep going. So
are you saying that GPT is the CEO?
I guess so.
Oh, you're saying that?
Yeah, this guy is not like super involved in like the decision making at all. He's just kind of going through the steps of what GPT is asking him to do. So it seems to be pretty successful in this case. But I wouldn't recommend anyone to do it.
Oh.
But there has been a lot of people who are starting to do it.
But you wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah. In this Discord, it says that there's 190 active ventures using ChatGPT.
As the CEO.
And 26 of them are claiming to be making money. So we might be in the wrong business.
But you don't recommend it.
I don't know. I have to look into it more.
Okay.
It is interesting to kind of ask like a robot to make
business decisions.
Yeah.
What should I do next?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so it is interesting.
I don't think James Cameron likes it.
No.
He's a little worried about it. Interview. Hyperreal is working on digital celebrities you can talk to. Just what I need. I need to go talk to more celebrities instead of my family members. Mm. I'm like, sorry, I'm busy. Not celebrities to talk to. Mm. Not you. Hyperreal is developing exquisitely detailed digital identities. Motion capture guru Remington Scott is now building hyper-realistic digital twins that actors and performers can hire out for movie, music, VR, or video game gigs, as well as AI-powered conversation partners trained on the star's own thoughts and words. So this is from the ground up, celebrities. You basically make a celebrity like this, or do you base it on an existing celebrity? Look at the shiny skin and pores. Good Lord, Will, stop freaking me out like that. With all those skins and pores. Hey, speaking of celebrities and AI, did you see the tweet? Did you see that synthesized Kanye stuff?
No, I haven't.
What? What the hell you been up to, man? What the hell you been up to? You can just go click on this guy. Click on the tweet. Yeah, there you go. So, his name, Roberto Nixon. Go to the beginning. Just play this thing. Let's make sure he's properly shouted out. Roberto Nixon. Go check out what he's working on and building and his YouTube channel, and then let's watch this together. Okay, good.
You might notice that I sound like Kanye West. No, Yeezy didn't record a voiceover for me for this video. I didn't learn how to do impressions. This is AI.
So let me come back to my original voice for a second, because this is crazy. Today on Metaverse, I posted AI Kanye covering popular songs. Here's an example of him singing Day and Night.
I toss and turn, I keep stressing my mind.
So that's clearly crazy. And I started thinking, you know, what are the implications of this for the music industry? Now all you have to do is record reference vocals and replace it with a trained model of any musician you like, which is exactly what I did. I found this Kanye style beat on YouTube. I wrote 8 bars and I'm going to record them now. And then I'm going to have AI Kanye replace me. I got a fantasy that's beautiful, that's dark and twisted. But I attacked the whole religion all because of my ignorance. What was I thinking? That was some bitch shit. I lost Adidas, but I'm still Yeezy. Back in the kitchen, man, I'm a genius. Boys in the hood, just like I'm easy. Kanye, Weezy, Southside of Chicago, life ain't easy. All praise be to Lord Jesus, Donda, please rest easy. All right, let me cut it there. So let's hear those vocals I just recorded now with Kanye over them.
I got a fantasy that's beautiful, that's dark and twisted. But I attacked the whole religion all because of my ignorance. What was I thinking? That was some bitch shit. I lost Adidas, but I'm still Yeezy. Back in the kitchen, man, I'm a genius. Boys in the hood, just like I'm easy. Kanye, Weezy, Southside of Chicago, life ain't easy. All praise be to Lord Jesus, Donda, please rest easy. All right, let me cut it there.
Yo, that new Yeezy track goes hard. Might win a Grammy for that one. I don't know. That's crazy, right? And keep in mind, this is the worst that AI will ever be. In just a few years, basically every popular musician will have multiple trained models of them. And also the UI.
So what is recording, right? Imagine you just play the human voice like an instrument.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be in the studio at all. Like, it's, oh, you need a feature? Okay, here's the text delivered in my style.
Right, right. Yeah, that was impressive.
Just like an email.
And it works really well with rap because you don't really have the, like, certain spacing or pausing. It's just kind of like words after words, hence rapping. So it kind of works better that way.
Willie Do Explains Rapping?
You know? But yeah, it sounds great. I would listen to that song.
But you understand the implications, right?
Of course, yeah.
It's crazy.
Uh-huh.
You're going to have the opportunity for people to... Like, once upon a time, you had sampling. But what the hell is this now? Because we already talked about it with images. They're like, no, that's... Who does it belong to? What has it been trained on? And by the way, he mentioned in this as well that... This is as bad as it will ever be. In other words, it's only going to get better and less discernible from the real thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we all obviously know all the implications and scariness of just making people say things they didn't say and then creating clips around it and whatever else. But good Lord, like the ability to replicate oneself when there's no longer the commitment, like the amount of work that, because the recording process, a big part of it is the technical aspect of actually physically being in the correct environment, recording with the same fidelity and so forth. If you have a well-trained model and then a kind of, I don't know what you would call it, like a stunt double that can deliver your cadence, it could be the new norm. I'm not saying that it's going to happen. I'm not saying people even want it to happen, but human beings always have this selection for convenience.
Mm-hmm.
And you tell an artist, it's like when they started shooting music videos and they weren't even in the same place. Like, I have to imagine that once upon a time they'd be like, that's not cool. It's supposed to look like a collab.
Yeah. You send over the verse and then you just like cut into each environment that the rappers are in. And it's just strange because it's just like different environments. They're not.
You're talking about for features.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're across the country from one another.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, cool. All right. Got the feature. Sick. Getting them, get the plays. But this is a different level to it, obviously. And all of our voices are going to be well trained. Like, imagine I'm not even sitting there for the video. It could be somebody else. And then we just pop my voice on top of their cadence.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying.
Well, you did. Are you scared
of
this?
What the hell do you copyright in this scenario? Like, can that guy publish that song? Who's singing that song?
Well,
him?
It was Kanye's beat.
No.
Right?
No. It wasn't? He said he went on YouTube and just typed Kanye-like beat. Somebody else
made.
Oh,
okay.
Mimicking the sound of a Kanye beat.
Uh-huh. Dude, that sounds great.
Yeah, that's the problem. Kanye doesn't get anything from that.
Sounds pretty good.
Like, right? He's not involved in that in any way.
Yeah.
But yet, it's his voice.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it his voice? Whose voice is it, Will?
It's definitely his voice.
It's his voice, right?
Because that's how the AI trains.
It's his voice, right?
Yeah.
Not his words, though.
Yeah.
Oh, tough. You know how rapidly law is going to have to try to catch up to this thing? And I don't even know if law will ever be fast enough to keep up with what's going on.
I don't think so.
Play it again. Play that portion again.
Place it with a trained model of any musician you like, which is exactly what I did. I found this. I'm going to record it. Man, I'm a genie. There. So let's hear those vocals I just recorded now with Kanye over them.
I got a fantasy that's beautiful, that's dark and twisted. But I attacked the whole religion all because of my ignorance. What was I thinking? That was some bitch shit. I lost Adidas, but I'm still Yeezy. Back in the kitchen, man, I'm a genius. Boys in the hood, just like I'm easy. Kanye Weezy, Southside of Chicago, life ain't easy. All praise be to Lord Jesus, Donda, please rest easy. All right, let me cut it there.
Yo, it's like I used to program music and there would be enormous sample packs that would have instruments that like a Steinway piano that was recorded in some pristine environment. And essentially what you're doing when you hit the digital key, the digital version of it, is you're triggering something that's trained on the recording in that optimal scenario. But you're paying a boatload of money to have access to those sounds and to then go in and program with those sounds. But you're not having the complication of needing to have this pristine recording environment in order to do it. You can do it from at a cafe or on an airplane.
Uh-huh.
I'm playing a Steinway piano. Now, I mean, some would say it's not exactly the same amount of nuance.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the same thing here. His voice is acting as a trigger for this other instrument, which happens to be a synthesizer, but that synthesizer happens to sound exactly like Kanye West.
Mm-hmm.
And to most people, they would identify it in that way. Very complicated, man.
Are you scared of it?
Well, I don't even know. Is it a thing to be scared of? Is scared the right word? I think uneasy, uncertain.
I mean, with music, that's a problem. But with, like, politicians and laws and, yeah, just people spinning out wrong.
Well, what you have now is you have, like, parody. Like, you can do an impression of whoever you want. Imagine that you do an amazing Kanye West impression. He can't stop you from doing it. You're not AI, and you can't really be replicated to that extent. But you could go and rap and call yourself Tom Ye West and go in, yeah. You can go on tour and say you're
dude, I don't know if it'll go that far.
No, I'm saying you can do that legally right now. Like all those Elvis impersonators, Michael Jackson,
sure,
whatever you can.
Sure.
I'm talking strictly about legal precedent, is that they can claim if they're dropping these recordings, say you're an up and coming rapper and you want to put on it featuring Kanye West.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you like misspell it ever so slightly.
Mm-hmm.
In order so that it doesn't get, like, if you were doing this right now, you could blow up. I'm not trying to give people, but I'm just saying it's pretty going to be hard to determine what is actually blessed and what is. And he goes on to show you how to do it. It's not hard.
Uh-huh.
It's quick. You have fake features.
Yeah. This will definitely get misused. And you're right. I think, like, in terms of law, it's going to be a very hard thing to figure out. And
I don't even know if it's possible.
To even catch up.
I don't even know if it's possible. In this case, it's the AI doing the imitation. And
I think at that point, they have to look at the source, right? Figure out where that source came from.
The training? Yeah, but that's what's happening with the images right now.
Yeah.
And they're saying, nope, it's transformative. It's something new. Mm-hmm. It's not your image exactly.
Mm-hmm. I think voice is way more invasive than actual art. Probably photography, though.
Image, yeah. Somebody's image.
Yeah, that's pretty tough.
Cryptocurrencies add nothing useful to society, says chipmaker NVIDIA.
This was all over my feed.
After selling boatloads of GPUs to crypto miners over the years, Tech Chief says the development of chatbots is a more worthwhile use of processing power than crypto mining. Oh, that's right. They're selling boatloads of stuff for that now.
Mm.
Listen, whoever's buying, they're selling. They're like, oh, you got a use for this right now? Yeah, forget about cryptocurrencies. That's last year. That's 2 years ago. Yeah.
Ray tracing.
U.S. chipmaker NVIDIA said cryptocurrencies do not bring anything useful to society despite the company's powerful processors selling in huge quantities to the sector. Michael Kagan, its chief technology officer, said other uses of processing power such as artificial intelligence, chatbot, ChatGPT were more worthwhile than crypto mining. NVIDIA never embraced the crypto community with open arms. In 2021, the company even released software that artificially constrained the ability to use its graphics cards for mining popular Ethereum cryptocurrency. Well, but they did have a mining specific card, and then it was kind of, they were quiet on the bottom line when they were doing the earnings reports and stuff. And the shareholders looked into it. They're like, you're selling a lot of cards for crypto purposes, and there's been stuff about it. So, but obviously the crypto isn't as hot as it was, and the AI has taken all the thunder from crypto. So they're all about it. The first version of ChatGPT was trained on a supercomputer made up of 10,000 NVIDIA graphics cards. Here's the quote. All this crypto stuff, it needed parallel processing, and NVIDIA is the best, so people just programmed it to use it for this purpose. They bought a lot of stuff, and then eventually it collapsed because it doesn't bring anything useful for society. Oof. Fighting words to the crypto types. Doesn't bring anything. Just nothing. Mm. All this crypto stuff. His words. With ChatGPT, everybody can now create his own machine, his own program. You just tell it what to do, and it will. And if it doesn't work the way you want it to, you tell it, I want something different. Crypto, by contrast, was more like high-frequency trading, an industry that had led to a lot of business for Mellanox, the company Kagan founded before it was acquired by NVIDIA. Yeah, it did kind of turn into that, didn't it? Mm. Trading. It's all about trading.
Yeah.
Amazon just opened up its Sidewalk network for anyone to build connected gadgets on. Is that like Alexa and stuff like that? Yeah, IoT devices. The long-range, low-bandwidth network can give any IoT device free, low-speed data. It's kind of cool. That's a coverage map, which claims that the network reaches over 90% of the U.S. population. Look at all those little dots. It turns out that low-bandwidth, long-range IoT network is all around you, ready and waiting for many gadgets to jump onto it. It's kind of a cool name, too, Sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Over 3 days of traveling more than 40 miles, found that the connectivity was surprisingly strong in my corner of South Carolina, even in the wilds of the National Forest. So which type of devices can I keep connected to this? Let's see. It won't replace cellular. It will help Ring cameras send motion notifications, even when they're offline. It will allow smart locks to connect to the internet without the need for battery-sapping Wi-Fi radios. Amazon also developed a few early partnerships, including with Careband, developed a wearable health tracker. And now Amazon wants others to build devices to use this network for free. All you need to do is request a test kit, a small gray wireless device with Ring branding on it. Gauge if the connectivity in the area you want to deploy your product is sufficient, and you can start building. Nordic, Silicon Labs, and other silicon companies have SDKs and HDKs available now, and AWS IoT Core for Sidewalk provides a one-stop shop for connecting devices. So, I mean, they have many devices in this category, obviously, including all their Ring-branded devices. Mm-hmm. But I presume the bigger it gets, the more it sort of, it will encourage other devices to jump onto that network, and it will work towards their dominance in IoT. Mm-hmm. I presume that's what they want.
Yeah.
Mysterious aurora-like phenomenon, Steve, appears during strongest solar storm for more than half a decade. Steve was spotted across the U.S. and in parts of the U.K. after the most powerful solar storm that hit the Earth for 6 years smashed into our planet. So this is obviously a beautiful image. That's a free wallpaper for you. So that was during the late hours of March 23rd, and it was the Badlands National Park in South Dakota. Steve stands for Strong Thermal Emission Velocity Enhancement, a rare phenomenon that was officially discovered in 2016. A long, thick ribbon of light, usually white, purple, or green in color, appears to hang in the sky for up to an hour. It looks similar to auroras or northern lights and often appears at the same time. Steve is not an aurora.
Steve.
So which part am I looking at? Which? Go back up to the initial image. Oh, just the white streak there.
Yeah.
I used to have I think it was OS X Leopard. I'm trying to remember which version shipped with a wallpaper on a MacBook that looked...
And it was purple?
Almost exactly like that.
Yeah.
I may have the wrong one. I'm probably referencing the wrong one.
But it's really beautiful.
Well, absolutely.
The night sky?
Hey, man, I'm all for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man eating McDonald's for 100 days is down nearly 30 pounds. Uh-oh. Now his wife is joining him. Uh-oh.
I don't know if this is real, but...
This is the opposite of supersize me.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Kevin McGinnis revealed he's lost 29 pounds, 100 days eating only McDonald's. Oh, boy. I'm going to go ahead and cut the meals. Okay, let's just play the video. Yeah, go to the beginning, and let's see what he says.
Eat nothing but McDonald's for the next 100 days. But instead of eating everything they give me, I'm going to go ahead and cut the meals in half, just to kind of prove to myself and maybe some of the other people watching that it's not as much what you're eating, it's the quantity that we're eating that really jacks us up.
Okay.
Hmm. Saves the other half for his next meal. Some cardiologists love it and others hate it. Estimated he'll be down 50 pounds by the end of this experiment. In February, the Nashville native, 56 years old, also known as Big Mac Coaching on TikTok, revealed that he's following an unconventional weight loss plan, an all McDonald's diet for 100 days. On Monday, he shared that his wife, Melody, will be joining him. For all of you who have been following along saying, yeah, but you're a guy, you don't understand whether or not it would work for a woman. Oh, so that's why he's adding the wife in.
I feel like he's going to get caught for something.
What do you mean by that?
Like he, not eating McDonald's. Like he somehow just like scarfs it down and throws it up afterwards or something.
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh my God, Will. Okay, play this next clip over here.
Exciting news today, everyone. For all of you who have been following along. Guy, you don't understand whether or not this would work for a woman. Guess what? My wife of 32 years, Melody, is joining us for the last 60 days of this journey.
Why is this so loud?
It's a bad mix, Will.
Oh, you know what? It's this.
So I know a lot of women have said, is this going to work for a postmenopausal woman? And I don't know, but he's been very inspirational, and I'm willing to go along and see if this will work. And you guys can follow along and follow the journey. Maybe it'll work, maybe it won't work, but we'll find out.
Well, I guess this depends on what your starting point is, right? If your starting point is eating McDonald's every day, but full portions, and then you cut that to eating McDonald's every day, half portions, you're going to do better than you had previously been doing.
Yeah. But I'm guessing they're starting from scratch, like just a regular meal to McDonald's.
Yeah. And you could probably lose weight, but it depends on what the objective is, because weight is only one aspect of health. It's a big aspect of health. But yeah. It's only one. Like, you could still have, whatever, cholesterol issues or...
diabetes or something.
Like, there's so much sodium. When I look at the sodium numbers on that stuff, I'm just... I can feel myself swelling up just looking at it.
You're swollen.
You know what I mean? So it's like... This stuff is kind of tough to evaluate. But certainly, if you run a calorie deficit, if you eat less food, you're going to lose weight.
And I don't feel
different
like this,
paces and everything else, but
I want to know his regimen as
body
well.
Body runs on calories. Click on his TikTok. Maybe you can see. Click on his actual profile. See if he gives you like what a meal looks like. Today's the day. Pick one. I don't know. Whatever.
Frappy, make my fat go flappy.
What?
I know these are getting sappy, but they make me happy. Guys, I've got a quarter pounder with cheese here. I get the diced onions on it instead of the slivered onions. I'm just a fan of it that way. That's a tasty burger. I will see you guys tomorrow morning.
So what?
Yeah, it's hard to evaluate.
So he only eats half that burger? I guess. And then he eats it. Okay, click that one right there. Half of a filet of fish.
Will half a filet of fish grant my weight loss wish? Here we are, day 33. This is my leftover from the night before for dinner. I'm now having it tonight for dinner as well. It has been in the refrigerator this whole time. Heated up in the microwave with a little cup of water to steam it. French fries in the air fryer. Makes them nice and crispy again, or you can put them in a dry skillet. Appreciate you guys following along. Cheers with a filet of fish.
It's always with the happy music.
Yeah. Oh, is that what you're skeptical about? Is the music choice?
Well, everything. Everything here.
Oh.
But it was all over my feed.
Okay.
I guess because it's just like, you know, eating McDonald's, losing weight.
Yeah.
It checks all the boxes.
It hit you.
It got me.
It hit you. Well, listen, like I said, I think there's...
But run an experiment. I would love to know.
Who? Me?
Yeah, you.
No, I'm not. I know for a fact that's not going to work for me. I feel like trash if I eat McDonald's.
Yeah, unless you're like an ultra marathon runner.
I don't know. I don't mind a little McDonald's like on a rare occasion, or if I'm going there, I'm probably specific about what I'm going to get and the volume that I'm going to get. Like, but as far as eating it every day, I know for a fact I'm going to feel like trash. It's too much salt. I promise you, it's just too much salt. There's not enough options that it's too much salt, man.
But then I hear like people, like that one guy who eats a Big Mac every day, and he's fine.
He's going to eat a lot of other things as well.
For many years.
Yeah. But it's not a question. I don't know if it's a question of being fine. I think it's a question of listening to your own body, right?
Like, sure, yeah.
Paying attention.
Everyone's body is different.
And noticing how you're feeling and if you're high energy and everything else. But 100 days.
Coaching. Good luck, buddy.
Yeah. 100 days is a serious commitment.
All right, last one.
Costco has a new self-serve sample kiosk and reviews are mixed. Uh-oh. Why would it be?
That's another TikTok.
Why would it be mixed? What could go wrong here? I'll never be
sad. Oh, Jesus.
I don't even think you need audio here. Okay, so. Wait, what? Free sample. Wait, what?
Yeah. It's a kiosk.
Okay.
And it looks like it dispenses free samples here. It looks like one of those ketchup mustard
kiosks. So you just eat the little gummies over there and then you want to buy it? I don't know. It lacks some of the novelty.
Yeah.
A recent TikTok video from Costco Deals shows an in-store kiosk that is filled with Mott's fruit snacks. The self-serve kiosk, which was spotted at Costco in Washington, encourages customers to take one, seemingly taking the place of an actual Costco employee. I don't know. I think that there's something about the sample when it's in that little paper cup and the person is like, yeah, go ahead and try.
And it's nice and warm.
And it just seems special when you just got
individually cut
bags of like smaller bags of Mott's fruit snacks. It's lacking some.
Yeah.
What would you call it? Some charm.
Spirit.
It's lacking some charm. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. New sample. Let's see what the people are saying. New sample kiosk spotted in Costco. Looks like they turned to this due to staff shortages. From what we are hearing in the future, is this the future of samples at Costco? Love it? Hate it? Let us know in the comments. This is from Costco Deals on TikTok, one of your favorite TikTok.
I'm a big fan of Costco.
Hmm. Yeah, they're having trouble with those employees, eh?
But what makes them, like, have people just take all of the samples, you know? Because usually if there's one person serving you, they would tell you, like, you know, one per customer. They might not enforce it, but they'll tell you.
Have you ever gotten more than
I've tried?
Have you ever gotten more than one per customer?
Tell the truth. Yeah.
You did, didn't you? What was it? What was the item?
It was like a pita chip or something.
Yeah, you did, didn't you?
With dip. And it was delicious.
You did, didn't you?
So I went for a second one and they're like, no.
You did, didn't you?
But I think with these kiosks, people are gonna take full advantage. They're just gonna like load up their pockets.
Yeah. Like trick or treat.
Yeah.
No, it's no good. I don't know. Maybe they just test it out over there in Washington, see how it goes. And they should
bring it here, yeah.
And, roll it out elsewhere. People are going to have to behave themselves. Will, I don't know if people are capable, but that's what we're asking in this scenario. Mm-hmm. Behave yourself around the samples. Behave yourself in general. I don't know. Listen.
Huh?
If we don't get along, it's no good. It's no good. You can't let the chaos ensue. You got to put yourself together. Get yourself together. Otherwise, it's going to be a disaster out here.
Yeah.
People start doing drastic things. Drastic times call for drastic measures. Nothing is free out there. Somebody got to pay the bill. And I promise you, you go out there causing a ruckus, at some point, it's all going to come back to bite you. I'll tell you that right now. You might not know when. You might not know how. Universe works in mysterious ways. Well, they do mysterious ways. Thank you very much, everybody who joined here today. Thank you for your continued support. Thank you for all the super chats, and otherwise. Thank you for joining us here live. Thank you for watching after the fact, and thank you for supporting us by watching all of our clips. See you guys later.